This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You will never ever value and appreciate the gift of forgiveness until you understand how huge your sins are. And I repeat that so you can understand. You will never ever value and see the value of forgiveness unless you understand how huge your sins are and how big of an obstacle they are. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, "Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbih." Ramadan is an opportunity to be forgiven from your sins. But what I'm saying is, you will never appreciate this gift until you understand how huge your sins are. Until you recognize how much you are in need of Allah's forgiveness. Sins are an issue. And the people of the past used to see their sin. Yani it used to blind them. The one sin used to blind them. They were so bothered by it, they couldn't even move in life anymore. Do you hear the story of this lady that came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And she said, "Ya Rasulullah, tahirni min az-zina." A woman in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we can learn a lot from this woman. She came and she said, "Ya Rasulullah, purify me from az-zina." Meaning, implement Allah's law upon me because I committed zina. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he turned away from her. An indication to the fact that, go, make a tawbah, don't come to me. Make a tawbah, Allah will forgive you, don't come. She insisted. She's back in front of his face. Tahirni ya Rasulullah, purify me. For then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he attended to her. And he said, go and give birth and come back. Give birth, that's 9 months. She gave birth, she came back. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to her, go and look after this child. That he's just newborn, he needs his mother. Hada, the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she goes, she breastfeeds him, she weans him. After 2 years, he's able to walk on his own. She comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the boy or in the kid's hand, there is a piece of bread. An implication to that. Look, Ya Rasulullah, he can look after himself now. He's eating by himself and he's walking. So tahirni, cleanse me. This is 2 years plus three, plus one. 3 years! She's bothered because of one sin. She can't move in life. Purify me. People today, when they are diagnosed with a sickness, may Allah Azza wa Jal give us a long life with good health. But there are people that are diagnosed with a sickness, cancer, let's say, wal-iyadhu billah. And he's bothered by his sickness. If you ask him, what's the biggest problem in life? My cancer. But did we know that the sin should bother you more than cancer? The sin is the cancer. Because the cancer, the sickness, if you remain patient, it's going to clean your sins. Bi'idhnillah, you'll meet Allah pure on the day of judgment. But until your sin is the actual cancer, what's going to cleanse you from that? If you don't rush to take and seize these opportunities Allah gives us, what's going to happen? For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam implements Allah's law upon her. And they stone her to death. And some of her blood came on one of the companions and he cursed her. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, do not curse her. She made a tawbah that if this tawbah was to be divided among 70 people of Al-Madina, it would have been enough for them. Allah Azza wa Jal loved her and accepted her tawbah. Why? Because she understood how huge the sin was. She was worried and terrified. How am I going to stand before Allah on the day of judgment and be questioned about this zina? What am I going to say? What do I do? She's not ready. She's not ready to stand before Allah with this sin. Enter my brother in Islam. What sin do you have in life? Have you ever thought? How are you going to answer to Allah on the day of judgment? When you stand before Him and you're asked about your sins. Allah Azza wa Jal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in al-hadith, He tells us how the state of a servant would be when Allah is questioning him. When Allah Azza wa Jal makes him acknowledge his sins. فَيُعَرِّفُهُ بِذُنُوبِهِ Allah Azza wa Jal would begin to mention to you your sin. Abdi, didn't you do such and such on such and such day? And you say, yes, yes. Hatta yavunnu annahu halak. Until the servant, yavun, meaning he's certain, he's destroyed. The servant would certainly be well and sure. He's going Jahannam, khalas, I'm destroyed. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us that the state of the one being questioned by Allah would be like this. Then Allah, with His mercy and His blessing, at the end He says to him, Satartuha alayka fid dunya. I covered your sins in this life. وَالْيَوْمَ أَغْفِرُهَا لَكْ. And today I forgive you for your sins. والعلماء رحمهم الله, they said a condition for your sins to be forgiven on that day is سَتَرْتُهَا عَلَيْكَ, that you keep it covered. That you keep it covered. You don't speak about it. The one who covers his sin, there is a chance that Allah Azza wa Jal would forgive him on the day of judgment and admit him into the paradise. This is the problem, my brothers, our sins. Don't look at any worldly problem. Worldly problems can be solved. You can solve them eventually, end of the day, as big as they are, as small as they are. You have a problem by yourself, a sins. No one's going to solve that for you. No one can solve it for you. You're the only person to solve it. How many times have you begged Allah to forgive you? Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. How many times have you said it? How many times?